Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Airports across the country are being forced to close down TSA checkpoints in several terminals because of the government shutdown. With so many TSA agents calling in sick, more than double the rate of last year, staffing has become an issue. Passengers are encouraged to arrive extra early to make sure they have time to get through the security checkpoint. And Sarah Thomas made history on Sunday as the first woman ever to officiate on field at an NFL playoff game. Thomas was hired by the NFL in 2015 and has become widely respected by players and coaches across the league. NFL analyst Steve Smith Jr. called her outstanding. And finally, it took more than 30 years, but Eddie Murphy has confirmed a Coming to America sequel is happening.
I want a woman that's going to arouse my intellect as well as my loins.
Where will you find such a woman?
In America.
Spoiler alert, according to Entertainment Weekly, the plot will include a storyline about Akeem discovering he has a long-lost son. Can't wait for that. Okay, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Susan Lee. Susan, California's largest utility company is in trouble.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. The CEO of PG&E is resigning as the company plans to file for bankruptcy protection by the end of this month. Keisha Williams, her exit comes as the company faces more than $30 billion in potential liabilities following last year's deadly California wildfires. Some good news for drivers as we have gas prices dropping 12 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks, and now down to $2.31 a gallon. The average U.S. gas price has dropped 66 cents over the past 3.5 months. Analysts are attributing the drop in prices to falling crude oil costs. And one McDonald's fan sparking major controversy after sharing a tip on how to eat the chain's French fries. The fan tweeting a picture of the fry box with the top flap pulled back, making it an impromptu plate to hold ketchup. Pretty smart. Some Twitter users praised the idea. Others were not so excited. Now, one person tweeting, so you can accidentally catapult ketchup all over your nice clean shirt. Someone else said, you can bend anything and it will turn into a plate, dude. Well, the idea coming just in time for a big McDonald's announcement.
Interesting. So what's the news?
Yeah, well, the chain says it's rolling out cheesy bacon fries nationwide starting next month. I'm excited.
Good to know. Thanks, Susan. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, a war is brewing in New York's pizza community.
Who said imitation is the best form of flattery? Not these two owners of pizza places. So the owner of a pizza place in Soho, it's called the Prince Street Pizza, is pursuing legal action, claiming that a longtime employee copied his signature spicy spring square pepperoni slice. Frank Morano alleges that Frank Baldali, an employee of 7 years, is breaking a confidentiality agreement by making a spicy pepperoni pizza at another shop called Made in New York, and that opened last month. Okay. Now, the pizzaiolo says it's not even the same recipe. He says he upgraded the version of the pizza, so it's not exactly the same thing. It all depends now on whether recipes can even be protected. Some patrons say there should be room for both slices in New York. But either way, people are very passionate about their pizzas, no matter how you slice it, Kristen.
All right, well, while one man tries to stop a pizza recipe, a school is hoping to stop something else, I understand.
You know, sometimes schools are worried about kids bullying one another. Well, yeah. Apparently, this is really crazy. So administrators at Great Neck North Middle School on Long Island are asking students to stop wearing a trendy hat to school. In a letter obtained by the New York Post, the school wrote, they understand fashion is very important, but students have been losing their hats. And it's not just any hat. It's a Montclair winter pom-pom hat. And it's causing distractions as they waste time hunting them down. Now, these hats cost $350 each. Although children's sizes can be cheaper. All right, hats off to this school. Hopefully the kids can pay attention to what they need to and not worry about their hats.
Yeah, they're very pricey hats. Jeez Louise, Rosanna, never a dull moment. Thank you so much.
We need those hats in a New York Minute.
All righty, moving right along now. Getting a hotel bill with a bunch of hidden fees can make you feel like your vacation ended early. But those bills are increasingly common, according to a new report by the Wall Street Journal. Last year, resort and destination fees at American hotels went up by 400% compared to 2017. Mandatory fees can hit $50 per night in cities like New York and Boston. Hotels argue the fees are a good deal, letting them offer things like unlimited phone calls and free notary services. But not all guests use those services. A separate investigation by Consumer Reports found a growing number of hotels charge for the in-room safe, towels, and beach chairs. The magazine says to seem more attractive to travelers, hotels keep their advertised prices low, but then still make up the revenue on the back end. Sites like Resort Fee Checker let travelers check before they book, but some critics say the hotel should be more transparent about their charges up front. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear Americans really value their public goods.
Well, Kristen, listen to this. A new study finds Americans are happier in states that spend more on things like libraries and parks and highways. Researchers at Baylor University say this is because such public goods are less likely to spark political conflict. Public goods spending makes communities more livable with more amenities, according to the study. So, for example, if the roads are completed and kept up, folks aren't stuck in traffic as often, and so they're able to do more of the things they love and enjoy. Well, when it comes to saving leftovers for later, which I really enjoy, a new report says that we should never use foil to wrap food. It could be putting your health at risk. The problem, foil doesn't completely seal the food off from air, which allows bacteria to grow faster. And so instead, you should be storing all of your leftovers in shallow, airtight containers. And ladies, the days of a run in your pantyhose could be over. The Sheerly Genius tights from SheerTex, they're made of a material used in bulletproof vests and climbing equipment. The company says the pantyhose are so strong, in fact, they break traditional pantyhose testing machines. They'll be available for pre-order next month for $99. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, at nearly $100, and since they do apparently last forever, you probably will never need to buy another pair. So that may not be such a bad deal, right? Although I don't wear pantyhose.
Well, in the long run, they pretty much pay for themselves. Thanks, Danielle. You may not be able to teach an old dog new tricks, but one creative muggle has taught her new dog a bunch of spells. Actor and YouTuber Anna Brisbin posted a video to her channel, Brizzy Voices, showing her 10-month-old long-haired miniature dachshund's understanding of charms from Harry Potter. Over the course of 2 minutes, Remus, who shares a name with Defense Against the Dark Arts professor Remus Lupin, responds to 17 of the magical incantations. Dressed in his Gryffindor robes, Remus drops his wand upon hearing the disarming spell Expelliarmus. He fetches a ball when Brisbane uses the summoning charm Accio Ball, and he hops on his hind legs when he hears the levitation spell Wingardium Leviosa.
You're saying it wrong. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Oh, sorry, Hermione. Wingardium Leviosa. Remus also convincingly plays dead when Brisbane shouts the killing curse.
So dead.
With nearly 1 million views and counting, Remus should be expecting a letter from Hogwarts any day now. Almost two-thirds of Americans live in areas where it's more affordable to rent than buy a home. That's according to a new report by the real estate data firm Adam Data Solutions. Researchers compared the price of a three-bedroom rental with the median home price in over 750 counties. They also looked at wage data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Home prices are rising faster than wages in about 80% of counties, especially in big cities like Chicago, Houston, and Phoenix. Out of 40 counties with over 1 million people, it was cheaper to buy in just 3 markets. Those were Wayne County, Michigan, Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania, and Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Rents rose faster than wages in over half of the counties studied, including big markets like Los Angeles and Houston. Home prices also rose quicker than rents in 70% of markets. The director of content at Adam said the American dream of owning a home may be just that, a dream. Okay, moving right along, time for Royal Watch with our royal commentator, Victoria Arbiter. Victoria, always good to see you.
great to be with you, Kristen.
Well, I am so excited. I heard we have a due date for the royal baby.
Well, Harry and Meghan kicked off the week in Birkenhead, where they carried out their first day of joint engagements of the new year. They met with huge crowds that have been waiting to see them and visited local community groups. But the topic on everyone's lips was the royal baby. Meghan revealed that she's 6 months pregnant, due at the end of April, beginning of May, and that she and Harry have decided not to find out the sex of their baby because they'd like to be surprised.
I don't know how people do that. I could not wait. So exciting. Aside from motherhood, Victoria, what else is Meghan going to be focusing on as a royal?
Well, last week, Kensington Palace announced the first four charities that will inform much of the Duchess of Sussex's working royal life. Focused on key areas of interest for the Duchess, the charities chosen represent the arts, education, women's welfare, and animals. Now, upon the announcement, Meghan paid a visit to the first of her charities, SmartWorks, which is working specifically to help women looking to get back into the workforce. So, with a new baby on the horizon, new charities to work with, 2019 promises to be a busy year for Meghan.
Oh, yeah, and I know she did that cookbook with a collection of recipes from women whose families lived in Grenfell Tower. So, I'm not really surprised, Victoria, that she's focusing on efforts on helping women. So great.
No, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that moving forwards, Kristen.
Victoria, thank you so much for the royal news. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Kristen.
Well, Lady Gaga has joined the list of high-profile musicians who are distancing themselves from R&B singer R. Kelly. She apologized for collaborating with Kelly on her 2013 song, Do What You Want With My Body. Her comments come after the airing of a six-part documentary series called Surviving R. Kelly. In it, Kelly is accused of sexually assaulting and preying on teenage girls for decades. He has repeatedly denied the allegations. In a note posted to her social media accounts, Lady Gaga said she stands with the victims of sexual assault and pledged to remove the track from iTunes and other streaming platforms. Gaga has spoken openly about her own sexual assault when she was 19 years old. She explained that she was still dealing with her own PTSD when she decided to collaborate with Kelly. She wrote, "My intention was to create something extremely defiant and provocative because I was angry and still hadn't processed the trauma that had occurred in my own life." In 2015, Lady Gaga released the single Till It Happens to You, a ballad about sexual assault written for The Hunting Ground, a documentary about rape on college campuses. A man from the Philadelphia area has a stranger to thank for his life. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us with this story. Hi, Mike.
Well, Kristen, it was about a year ago that we first met Joe Weisinger, and he needed a kidney or he was going to die. So a Facebook message was put out there and a plea. Well, now that Facebook message says, Joe got a kidney from a total stranger.
Because of Mary sharing this wonderful gift for me and my family, you know, I'm going to be the dad that I can be to my son and my daughter. And, you know, just be the person I want to be.
Well, thank God for a person like Mary, huh? And we all should be that person. You know that 12 people die every day in the United States of America waiting for a kidney? That's why it's so important. If all of us were organ donors, there would be no line for organ donation. So please do it. It's a simple thing at the DMV.
Great advice and so important. Thanks, Mike. Sometimes it can be hard to feel fashionable in the winter weather, but don't worry, Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine is here with the hottest winter fashion trends. Hi, Liz.
Kristen, it may be cold outside, but that doesn't mean your outfit has to suffer. We put our heads together at Popstar Magazine and made a list of some key elements that you'll need for staying fashionable in the snowy weather. First, you need a warm outer layer. We are big fans of the pixie coat, especially in beige. For bottoms, high-waisted pants are still in, and winter calls for dark colors and warm fabrics. Comfy and cozy oversized sweaters made the list, of course. Celebrities love them too, especially paired with this key piece, boots. You probably saw that one coming, right? Wear them high, over the knee is our boot of choice. Finally, find a Baker Boy hat or that perfect beanie for the cherry on top. And you're back in business. Back to you, Kristen.
I love those ideas. Thanks, Liz. All right, listen to this. Some Starbucks locations across the country are installing needle disposal boxes in their bathrooms because drug use has become such a big problem. In fact, Starbucks employees are trained on how to safely deal with and dispose of hypodermic needles. One former employee said, "My primary fear when I worked there would be taking out the bathroom garbages. I was terrified that if I went to take the bag out, I would get poked by a needle I didn't know was there." Last October, three Starbucks employees in Seattle told the local news that they discovered hypodermic needles on the job almost every day. They even said they had to take antiviral medications to protect themselves from hepatitis and HIV. Of course, it's not just Starbucks facing this problem. Many restaurant bathrooms find similar evidence of drug use. But Starbucks is unique in that their bathrooms aren't just for paying customers. One Starbucks manager said, "I think the bathroom policy has definitely changed the store's environment. It's great that Starbucks wants to try and include everyone, but that means that they include absolutely everyone." Okay, as 2019 gets underway, a lot of us are doing what we can to feel our best. And Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston shows us a growing trend among men who are looking to get their confidence back. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. It's an issue that 85% of men will deal with, yet rarely talk about: hair loss. But thanks to a new technique called scalp micropigmentation, guys finally have a painless option to hair restoration.
And so what it is for guys, it gives us a chance to create a hair-like appearance where it looks like a buzz cut.
The procedure is semi-permanent and will last about 3 to 5 years. As far as pricing, that will vary depending on the size of the area and, of course, the place you choose. So check your city, because this trend is spreading. Your new hairline awaits. Back to you, Kristen.
Thanks, Coco. And by the way, that same procedure is available for women as well. Depending on who you ask, next year, one cruise ship will either travel around the world or across it. That's because the cruise is organized by the Flat Earth International Conference. According to the FAQ on the group's website, members, quote, maintain that the Earth is flat and stationary. Online commenters have pointed out the voyage is somewhat ironic. One former cruise ship captain tells The Guardian, ships navigate based on the principle that the Earth is round. Modern cruise ships use GPS, which stands for the Global Positioning System. 24 main satellites orbit the Earth, relaying position data, even though it only takes about 3 to determine an object's location. Those additional satellites are needed to send data to people on the other side of the Earth. There are different theories within the flat Earth community, but the most common is that the planet is a flat disk surrounded by a wall of ice. That could be why they're not worried about sailing over the edge in 2020. Well, if you're looking for a quick and easy total body workout, today's Top 30 Steal is for you. We have a FitKit adjustable resistance trainer with DVD by FitTrend at a special 42% discount. This set includes a FitKit resistance trainer, storage bag, DVD, and manual. There's a dual action cable system, a retractable spooling system, and an internal magnet system. It gives you 3 resistance levels to choose from and can be used seated, standing, or on the floor. The FitKit adjustable resistance trainer with DVD by FitTrend retails for as much as $50. But today you can buy it for just $29. That's a 42% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Many people make the New Year's resolution to eat healthier. But if you fall off your diet, it can be difficult to get back on track. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, is here with some help. So Cody, I hear we shouldn't be discouraged after a cheat day.
That's right, Kristen. A new study says if you slip up on your diet, then you should just pick it back up. For this study, 60 middle-aged women were put on a diet plan for about 15 weeks, while researchers monitored risk factors for diabetes and heart disease. The diet plan worked in 3 phases. In phase 1, participants stuck to what the study called a healthy eating plan. In phase 2, they would go back to their old eating habits. And in phase 3, they went back on the healthy diet. After each phase was complete, the researchers measured participants' blood pressure, cholesterol, and other risk factors for heart disease and diabetes. Risks increased and then dropped like a roller coaster whenever the diet changed. The thing is, it only took a couple weeks of healthy eating for these risk factors to decrease. So remember, dieting is not an all-or-nothing thing. And hey, if I can get back on the diet train after all the eggnog I had in December, then you can too. Kristen?
Right. The most important thing is to stick with it. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. We'll tell you why the cost of dining out is going up. Plus, if you're too busy to play with your pet, this robot will do it for you. And the new app that makes it harder for kids to ignore messages from mom and dad. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.